Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome out of the program. 803-0930 is the number to call. We're taking advice. Everyone loves to give advice, especially to strangers. And my Family Ties theme is what I enjoy listening to. All right, so kill the music. Here's what the first question was. Basically, summarize it for me, Joe. What happened?
All right, so this girl, Jessica in West Falls, had been dating her boyfriend for 5 years, living together for 3. He was getting real romantic. She thought, hey, this is the time. She went and got her nails done. I assume that wasn't part of the question. He made reservations for a really fancy dinner. She thought this was going to be the night. And then he surprised her with keys to a brand new truck.
He bought her a truck.
He bought her a brand new truck.
And she wanted a ring, and she's upset about that. And so we're giving advice to Jess. We've got Omar Big Smooth, my Army buddy, is on hold. We're going to get his take on this. But first, let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Bill, what do you think about that letter?
As the famous words of the Grand Island Supervisor, I haven't made my mind up yet.
Oh, here we go. What do you think, though, honestly? I mean, that's a lot of money. I don't know anyone that's spending that much money on a ring.
Absolutely. The financial burden that he's placing on the couple, in my opinion, I think it's a great commitment. He showed his love and caring for her, and if she wasn't appreciative, she should have gotten some inclination inklings about the fact of he's kind of like Mr. Beamer. And again, I got a segue. I apologize to Mr. Beamer because he felt really upset the other day when I mentioned the word Ed McMahon. And I did not mean it in any disparaging way, like Johnny Carson to you, which I think in terms of the world of communication, those guys are right in the pinnacle. So.
Well, Ed McMahon also had a drinking problem. And so Joe has that. No, I'm only joking. Bill in Williamsville, always great to talk to you, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go to Big Smooth. His name is Omar, and he lives in Chicago, and we fought in such wars as Iraq, OIF 1-2, and Kosovo, which really wasn't a war. But Omar, you just heard the question that was asked. This woman thought that her boyfriend of 5 years, they lived together, was going to propose. He got her a brand new truck. I mean, is the ring that big of a deal? That's a 5-year commitment financed.
Well, first of all, Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Sometimes when it comes to love, that's why people, they write letters to themselves. All right.
Let's give Omar the next whack at the next question, advice, and then we'll go to the calls that are all you on hold. You can answer any of these questions or give advice to any of these emails that we've received over the last 2 weeks. Go ahead.
All right. Vicky says our daughter's boyfriend is 27 years older than our recent college grad daughter. Things are getting serious.
Wait. The daughter's boyfriend is a recent college grad.
No, is 27 years older than their daughter who just recently graduated college.
So their daughter is dating a guy who's 27 years older than
she is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Things are getting pretty serious, and I think I want to end this before it gets too serious. What's your advice to break up the relationship? And am I overreacting? Is 27 too old?
27 years older than your... Okay, so Omar, you have a daughter. She decides to bring home someone that she's serious with. He's 27 years older than her. What do you do as a father?
I mean, this is a very hard question. For once, we know that love conquers all. If two people really love each other, then you should let them be. However, my daughter were to bring a man 27 years older than her, I would have to tell her that this isn't going to work. You're not going to have a sugar daddy. I'm your daddy. You understand? I think that's a little too big. Now, it also depends on the age of the female, too, sir.
She's 23.
So if she just graduated, I'd say she's 22, 23. This man is either 48, 49.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how, do you take it upon yourself as the dad to break that up?
And see, that's what I'm saying. This is a hard one. But if we have to go one way or the other, I would say, Sarge, live and let live, doctor. I will put on this back on her. I can just recommend to her, hey, my love, I think that that spectrum of age is too broad.
All right, keep Omar on hold. I want to keep Omar around. I want to go to Jim in Lockport. Jim, you've got two things you can give advice for. You pick which one you want.
Hello, David.
Jim, how you doing?
Again. I talked to you the last time in Alaska 4 years.
Oh, Jim, good to hear your voice again. I hope you're well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you heard two things you can give advice for. Which one do you want?
Well, I'll do the first one. I think the guy missed out on a good thing. He obviously gets along with his girlfriend. He should have given her the ring, and then after they tie the knot, she'd be financially responsible to help him make the truck payments.
You know what? That's a good thing. He could have gotten her an engagement ring and then maybe got her like a RAV4 and, you know, a lesser car, and that would have been golden. Jim, I like the way you think. Do you want to touch the other one? Would you would you break up a relationship if your daughter's boyfriend was 30 years older?
Not with my one daughter. I'd like to see her married any which way.
Right. There you go.
And we'll leave it at that.
All right, Jim in Lockport, good to hear your voice again. Let's go to Dan in North Tonawanda. Dan, what's on your mind? Which one do you think? Dan. All right, Dan is Al in Buffalo. Go ahead, sir. Al.
Yes, sir. You there, Sarge?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. As far as that the truck is concerned, after 2 years, brother, you haven't given her a ring. It's over. I mean, he gave her a truck. That's not what she wanted. So if it's titled to her name, she might just drive right out of that relationship. else.
Drive out of the relationship. He got her an Audi, and there's rings in the logo. So he no, Al, so that's good. What about the older guy? Does that bother you as a father if that happened to you?
Being a father, absolutely, I wouldn't stand for that at all. I mean, she's cheating herself because there's a lot of nice young men out there, a lot of nice military men that she can get involved with.
And 27 years, I mean, think about that.
A long life. But
yeah.
A short story is I was about 32 years old. My father at the time was 54, and he met a girl that was 18 years old.
Mm.
End up having 5 children with her, had his last kid at 69 years old.
Wow.
And
now he's running for president. Joe Biden is what you... No, I'm only kidding.
Oh,
No. You know what, though? But it worked, though, didn't it? I mean, the kids are happy. He was happy.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's the right match, it's the right match. But that's a really long age distance. That could be trouble.
Well, yeah, that was like 34 years difference there.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Al, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
What if this was a guy who had just graduated college at 22 dating a 49-year-old woman?
It would be totally different.
Right? Am I not the only one thinking that?
I think some people would think it's totally different. I think parents want you to be happy, number one. And the second thing is, you know, in Russia, he's dead at 63, right? I mean, the average lifespan in America, whatever, it's 74 years old or whatever it is. You know, you don't want someone to have 10-year-olds and you know, dropped out of a heart attack. That's a lot of 27 years is pretty old.
I think that's much of a age difference. You know, just Samantha came home and said, you know, no, honey, let's sit down and talk about this. And, you know, because there's so much you got to look into. Is she looking at this as a sugar daddy, somebody that's going to provide for her? She's only interested in the money, or...
And plus, Samantha's 8 years old. That would be weird on its
own. I was just going to say that.
That would be
no, but if
weird.
She, if your daughter at 23 is like, this is my... Is it your job as the father to break up that relationship? I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it's my job to break it up. It would be my job to give her advice and to show her what's right, what's wrong.
Maybe
put
talk
all
to the
information
guy.
Out there. Oh, there's definitely going to be a conversation.
We're
going to
have a talk. All right, Omar Hardaway is still. You can join us at 803-0930. We've heard two people asking for advice. Now, here's the third question, and Omar, you'll take the first whack at this
one. All right. Now, this one. Now, remember, these are real questions, and they've been approved to read on air. So here is...
Yeah, the names. We changed their names and the town so that we didn't even use their name in town.
So Bruce on the east side has a question that... Well, here we go. We'll see what you think. When I met my wife, she was the most beautiful woman I had seen. She took care of herself, worked out all the time. When we went to bars, people would approach me and ask, "What are you doing with her?" Well, now she's at least 200 pounds overweight.
He already sounds like a complete and he sounds like a total idiot, but keep going.
She barely bathes, and her self-esteem is
minute,
in the
wait
dumps.
Wait a minute. She barely bathes. Stop that. You added that.
No, that is in the question.
She barely bathes.
And her self-esteem is in the dumps. Well, David, how do I motivate her to be the woman of my dreams again?
How do I motivate her to be the woman of my dreams? That tells you everything. What's his name?
This is Bruce on the east side.
We named him Bruce. But Omar, how do we motivate Bruce to make his girl the woman of his dreams? I mean, that guy's pretty full of himself.
First of all, Sarge, you know, the hygiene thing is going to be a major issue. Trying to instill in her the properties of being clean. And if you're a loving man, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to let her know, listen, love, if you can't keep clean, then I'm going to just be a drain.
Hold on. If you fall in love with someone and you grow old together, you're not going to look the same when you're 22. Who is this guy? I guarantee you, if I saw a picture of this guy that we renamed Bruce, because this is a horrible... he does not sound like an upstanding citizen. But if I met this guy, I guarantee you he looks different than he did when he was at that club.
And likewise, we all do. But we're talking about hygiene, okay?
Well, you're talking about... You're focused on the hygiene part.
Of course, I mean...
But she is 200 pounds heavier.
Okay, well then, listen. Beauty is only skin deep. Okay, if you really want to talk.
That's true.
Be real. I mean, as we're younger, I mean, look at yourself. But I'm not going to go there. Look wonderful. And then as we get older, I mean, look at me. I'm a beautiful man. Wait. But one thing I know is that if I got a woman, and if I'm not clean, then she's not going to be bothered.
All right, that's Omar. We'll put him on hold. Let's go back to the calls, 803-0930. First call was about a woman in a relationship for 5 years. They've been living together for three. She thought it was a romantic evening. The question was going to be popped, and she would get a ring. He bought her a truck for her, and she was like, that's not what I wanted. I wanted a ring. Second question was a guy or a woman who said that her daughter just graduated college and she brought home a man 27 years older than her. He's like 49-ish and she's 22, 23. And he was basically saying, how do I break that relationship up? They're getting serious. And then the third question was, how do I make my wife the woman of my dreams again? Which is one of the most narcissistic statements I've ever heard ever written down.
There's a better way to pose that question.
I
care about my wife's health.
That's horrible.
She has completely given up on herself. I think that's what he meant to say.
But he should have worded it like, I love this woman. I want to be with her forever. She's not healthy right now. And her self-esteem is so bad, she doesn't bathe anymore.
Yeah.
So how do I help her with her self-esteem? Not how do I make her hot again? So this is a horrible way to phrase it.
But there is a way. I think I know what Bruce is trying to say, and this is not going to score me points with the listeners, but I'm honest. I'm trying to be honest. If someone does start letting themselves go to that point where they're not bathing, where they are 200 pounds heavier than when you started dating, isn't there some love lost? I mean, obviously, they don't care that much about you anymore.
Right, but it's a relationship's a two-way street, and hopefully you're working on that. What am I, Dr. Phil, all of a sudden?
It's your show.
Let's go to Sue in Lancaster. Sue, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I would realize that, first of all, looks do not last forever. And also, I would ask or try to find out why what contributing factors he had to make her like this. And I would ask her, how could we work on this together so she wouldn't feel alone? Because you don't know the extenuating circumstances.
Absolutely. But I think it's a horrible statement to ever say out loud.
Should not even have said that, because that was a contributing factor.
It's probably the reason what we're dealing with. And Sue, let me ask you about the older guy. Daughter brings home a man 27 years her senior. It's not the responsibility of the parent to break that up, is it?
No, but I would find constructive ways to, how can I say this? I would find constructive ways to, first of all, I would ask myself, why is she in this relationship to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would look into it deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Look into it. Maybe there's...
All true.
Maybe there is an issue with the dad.
Oh, there's some issues going on there, Sue, without a doubt. Sue in Lancaster, you've got a big brain. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Sharon in Evans. Sharon, what advice do you want to give? Bo, do the women of Western New York love to give advice or what? Sharon, what advice would you like to give?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. What's on your mind?
Oh, great. Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing the show now, but I actually did get a horse truck and a horse trailer in lieu of an engagement ring many years ago. We were together for 20 years, and 4 years into the relationship, I got a truck and a horse trailer. And he passed away, but it was one of the best gifts I ever got. We both met through having horses and doing outdoor things, and I think that lady is, she should be...
appreciative.
I wouldn't care. I'd be appreciative.
All right, I appreciate that. Sharon, let's go back to Omar Hardaway. Is he still there? Oh, we lost Omar? All right, we'll get Omar back then. But let's go to Barb and Eden. Barb, what do you think?
Yes, hi. You guys are a great trio to start with.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to just make a comment about the first question you posed. I think everybody's got this 100% wrong. It's not about what you gave. It's not about the gift. It's about the cluelessness of the gentleman that did not realize that this is possibly what his girlfriend potentially wanted. I would not want to marry a guy who did not know me. And as far as I'm concerned, you could have a horse trailer, you could have a horse, you could have a truck. Those are great things. But I think it stems to the reading the individual. If you live together, you know what that person is kind of thinking.
Allegedly, yeah, you would think that. What do you think about the age thing? The parent's responsibility to break up a relationship if the guy's too old or the girl's too old? That's not a parent's role.
Well, it's kind of an interesting topic. I think that it definitely makes a difference of the maturity of the 23-year-old. I and my husband are 10 years apart. He's 10 years older than I am. But we met later in life, and I think the maturity level was totally there. I am very, very concerned about a 23-year-old girl who maybe has not done a lot of dating, who is just coming off of a college scene. I honestly...
By the way, what Barb just described, I guarantee you, is going on behind the scenes there. That girl had a relationship in college, and it went sour, and then she sees stability and an old guy, and I think you're right, Barb.
Oh, yes, we could talk, believe me.
Right. Let's hook up the emails and let Barb counsel this woman. Hey, Barb, thank you so much. Great insight. Appreciate you. We are going to take a break. Terry, stay on hold. 803-0930. Do we have more questions?
There are two more questions, David.
Two more questions. We'll re-queue up the old ones, give you the two new ones. And again, it's your time. Thursday Advice Club. We give advice to strangers, legitimate questions coming in through email. Change the names, change the town so no one could be humiliated. But these are strangers and you can give advice. And so far, we've had wonderful advice. Want to hear from you. 803-0930 right after this break.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the program. Someone on the text board just said that we should call this Therapy Thursday. That's actually a brilliant idea. A lot of people on the text board chiming in, all types of advice. Someone said, with this, so we had three, let's just a quick synopsis without reading the whole letters. The first email that we received.
The first email was a couple dating for 5 years. She thought it was going to be a ring. It turned out to be a truck at dinner.
He bought her a truck at a fancy restaurant. The second one. Was a
girl who had graduated college just now, bringing home a guy 27 years older.
So she's 22, she's 40, he's 49.
Yes.
A lot of people said if you merge those two together, buy the father a truck and then marry the 22-year-old. And that's how you get out of that. That's pretty, that was a texter. And then the next one was what?
Yeah, Bruce is not happy that his wife is 200 pounds heavier, yeah, doesn't Bruce, bathe, and has lack of self-esteem. I think Bruce might have something to do with that self-esteem.
Yeah, I think that one, I'm not even going to take advice on that one because that's horrible. We have two other ones, right?
We do.
All right, let's hear it.
This next one. Nick in Amherst. I'm a father of two girls and one boy. My son is 16. When he was three, he loved to dress in his sister's outfits. Play dates, he would wear a princess dress, and his sisters would pretend he was a doll. On a recent trip to Florida, my wife discovered her bathing suit
All
from
right.
missing.
All right. No, stop nothing. That. No. We're not touching that with the 10-foot pole. So he's saying his son is now cross-dressing because the daughters dressed him up.
Well, he was just, the bathing suits went missing in Florida, and
assumes
that the son has it.
Oh, come on.
It looked like it was an assumption. They have not found the bathing suits.
We're taking that off the, that's something right, for we'll get rid another of that one. Show. Yeah, we'll take that one out of circulation. We're taking Bruce, who is saying his wife doesn't shower, out of circulation. The ones we'll take seriously are the mother with the older boyfriend. Or I should say the daughter with a 27-year-old and the guy who buys the truck instead of the engagement ring. What's the next one?
Okay, and this one's from Maddie in Orchard Park. It seems like the women have the better questions today.
They do.
My best friend and her boyfriend recently moved in together. They keep fighting, and she ends up at her old apartment. Just ends up, her old apartment is also my apartment. I have recently begun seeing someone, and now her drama is being brought into my relationship.
So how does she, what, break that?
How do I get out of this? She believes that the other relationship is toxic, and it's now ruining and making her relationship toxic. Oh, so she wants to get out of this situation.
So she lived with her friend, and they were roommates. She met a boy that she moved out of the apartment. Now the boy and her are fighting, and she comes back to the old apartment, but now this girl now has a boyfriend.
Is with a new boyfriend, and now he is listening to their drama, and the drama is now infringing on their relationship.
How about you save sex for marriage? That solves everyone's problems, doesn't it?
Who's everyone?
I was going to say, I mean, seriously, everyone's moving in after 2 weeks. Maybe get to know someone before you start moving them in. What the hell's going on? Is apartments that hard to find in Buffalo? You meet someone, you have a couple drinks, then you're like, hey, here's a key.
This would be cheaper if you just stay here.
All these relationships blowing up after 2 months because maybe you shouldn't have moved in that soon, but neither here nor there. All right, so we'll take those three.
And I think that one's very relatable. We've all had a friend who's in a toxic relationship, and for some reason, they always pick you to come stay with when there's an issue, and that can be very
But you know what would
toxic to a new relationship?
If that boyfriend, so like let's say you're fighting and you've got a boyfriend and your friend's boyfriend, and now they start, you know, then you can now have your boyfriend's having a fight over the fact that their girlfriends are.
But if you're the boyfriend of the roommate that she keeps visiting, why would you even talk to this guy? You hear how toxic it is. I would stay so far away from this couple.
Why are you emailing me? Talk to the boyfriend should be the one that handles this. Anyway, Terry, let me see. Oh, I lose him. What happened there? I just hit the button. Terry, call back, man. I apologize for leaving you on hold. 803-0930. Texas Terry will be up first. When he calls back, I hung up on him by accident.
But David, do you finally just tell your friend, if you're going to stay in that toxic relationship, stop bringing it here?
I think it's a very simple one. The moment you move out, you moved out. This isn't like George Costanza quitting his job and coming back the next day. You moved out. You break up with someone, you broke up with them. You don't break up with someone and go back 2 days later. You don't leave an apartment. I mean, think about it. You move all your stuff out. And then you come back and keep a room.
But you want to be a friend as well.
I don't really, if you're not being a friend to me, if you're showing up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're on my couch every 5 seconds, that's not being a friend.
No, that's not being a friend at all. That's being a pain.
And you're bringing your drama into my house, which I'm sure my apartment, people living next to me love, you know, is that I've got the Jerry Springer show at 2 in the morning. Syndicated in Buffalo on the west side. Hey, Terry, sorry about that. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Okay, Terry, you give advice. We got three. We've got the woman who thought she was being engaged to but got a truck. And we've got the mother who's upset that her college girlfriend or college daughter brought home a boyfriend that's 49. And we have two friends that live together. One moves out, gets a boyfriend. The other one gets a boyfriend. Now the one couple fights and the girl comes back to her old roommate and now she's a third wheel.
So all these people seem to have the same problem to me, and that's that they put themselves in this situation. If you're dating a dude for 5 years and he hasn't proposed to you yet, I mean, right around year two or three, you should have probably started to speak up, or especially at year four, you should have said something. As far as the truck, I mean, you got to be able to communicate. You know, you got to use your words sometimes and be a little more direct, not all this passive-aggressive type, you know.
That's really good advice.
Yeah, but I'm curious what kind of truck it was. Is it a neat, is it a sweet, sweet Silverado? I need to know these details.
If it's an HD from Keller Chevrolet, that's a really good truck, and that's a lot more money than probably most people would spend on a ring. But what do you make of the, if your daughter is dating an old man, is it your responsibility as a father to break up the relationship, or just take the 49-year-old aside and say, hey, check this out. You're going to tell my daughter that you have different feelings and you're going to stop this.
No, same thing. Like, she's too old now. I mean, you obviously let this start at some point and you kind of got to just let nature take its course, but he's really looking at the wrong thing. Instead of interjecting himself into his daughter's relationship when she's in her 20s, he needs to figure out, what did I do wrong as a father? What guidance did I fail to provide that my daughter is now seeking to fill a void that I failed to do when she was a kid? Because she's obviously looking for some guidance from a 49-year-old man.
Look at Dr. Terry. Look at you with the Dr. Laura Schlesinger from Texas over here. Not too shabby. All right, the third one, Terry. The third one is... What is the third one? The guy.
The third one is the girl moved out of the apartment, and so now she's bringing her drama back.
The drama's coming back to the apartment after she moved out. What do you think?
I think people, you know, get on your own 2 feet, get a better job, get a second job. Be like Joe, get 3 jobs, but get out on your own. That way you don't got to worry about other people's drama, and they're probably always calling you with your third drama because you're the only one willing to actually listen to it instead of saying, hey, man, I'm not a therapist, and if you're going to continue this, I need $65, $75 an hour.
There's nothing wrong with that. Texas Terry, as always, racket. Put like Jim Rome, you know, when they have a good caller. Hey, Terry, excellent call. Appreciate you. Let's go to Carol. Carol, what advice do you have for our three emails?
Well, I want to say communication is the key. And I got to tell you, 38 years ago, my husband communicated with me. He wanted to retread my tires on my car for my birthday. Not a truck or anything, for no occasion. It was retreading my tires for my birthday. I said, wonderful.
right.
Working, driving a long distance to part-time college. Wonderful. But I had the best of both worlds. We got our wedding was 2 weeks after that. And
well, you know what? There was communication. It's something you appreciated, and it was something you needed, and it saved your life, probably.
Yeah.
So, but what do you think? What do you think about the older?
Laugh about it, like
right,
treading my tires.
Right, not exactly a Hallmark a commercial that you'll see anytime soon. It's like when you want to say the very best, retread her tires. But when you're thinking about this other situation where a daughter, college age, is bringing home a 50-year-old man, you know, hindsight 20/20, whatever. But that is awkward and uncomfortable, but you still want to support your kid. So what do you think there?
Well, it's been said on your show, encourage, try to kind of give her some guidance. But often with someone with that age and level, perhaps level of maturity, the more you, if you start saying don't, she's going to possibly go right out in.
I was thinking about waiting for Christmas and just buying her a defibrillator.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe she'll get the point.
Yeah, yeah.
In case things go. No, and then of course the drama thing where people are bringing drama into your life, ex-roommate comes back. That's just, it's all of these problems, Carol, are interpersonal problems. They're communication problems.
Yes, and I love Terry's advice. You can pay me $65.
You can pay me to be your shrink.
Your therapist.
I'm no longer your roommate, and I'm not your shrink. So move on with that. Excellent stuff, Carol. Appreciate you.
Excellent show.
What's that?
Excellent show. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you, Carol. That's really sweet of you. Carol in Springville, thank you very much for your kindness. That's very kind. We're trying to mix it up. We're trying to be topical. We're talking about Amazon. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about sports. And we'll talk about, you know, regular life. And we are asking all of you, by the way, if you want to submit your questions, no matter what name in town you give us, the only thing we'll change from your letter is the name in town. Because we don't want you to accidentally give your real name or give a friend's name. Maybe you're writing about your friend. And this is really happening. So we will change the name in town of these emails so that nobody is business is out on the street.
Or give you a name in town if you just send it
That's
from
what I'm
anonymous.
Saying.
Yeah.
Right. We'll the only thing we're adding to these emails is the name in town. And obviously some of them, if they're anything crazy and zany, like your son is stealing your wife's bikini, we're not even going to entertain that in the future. Right. That's what we'll do. But we will take, and you can send those all to the, what's the Facebook?
The David Bellavia Show on Facebook.
Yes.
You can post it right on the page, but if you want to send it as a private message, understandably.
Send it as a private message. Don't post it on the page. We don't want that.
You can also email it to David at WBEN.
We'll take your emails as well, and we'll make Thursday the therapy show where we give advice to strangers and hopefully help them. That's what this is all about. Mike, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, what's this business about your college daughter going out with some, or a college going out with some old man?
A college grad bringing home a man who's 27 years older. He was 49. She had just graduated at 22.
I wouldn't even talk to her. I'd go right to him.
See, I don't understand why that's not the first. That really is the first, as a father, that's the first thing I would think of is that you don't deal with the daughter, deal with the guy, and then deal with the daughter.
Yeah, what the F's the matter with you, you jerk?
Right?
And let's come look at my tool chest in the basement.
The tool chest in the basement.
Then, you know, I don't know. Just, you know, say, let's go.
Mike got all John Wayne Gacy on this guy all of a sudden. This is crazy.
Gacy, more like John Wayne the Duke.
John Wayne the Duke. That's a different thing. When it comes, though, to... When it comes to the situation, though, where someone's expecting an engagement and you get them a truck, there's been different opinions there. But let's just be honest. Someone investing in a new vehicle for you is obviously a sign of love. I mean, he's a decent person.
That is true.
You know, it just isn't what she wanted, but that doesn't make him a bad guy. Yeah, but Mike's first reaction to that is, I think, every father's first reaction. Tony is the first thing you said. Yeah, I want to talk to the guy.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation.
A 50-year-old man and a 23-year-old. And what's wrong with it? What 50-year-old guy is going to walk around with a you just not in Western New York. That's weird, right?
Look how popular that is with the Hollywoods. I mean, they'll, you know,
or, you know, or downtown or something.
It's not something you typically see.
No.
50 and 23 is pretty weird.
No, and it's, you know, but also too, I'm sure the father would say, what did I do wrong? I mean, obviously there's some blame here.
Right.
But,
right. And now if the role, now Joe brought up the roles were reversed, if you would feel any different, if your 23-year-old son brought home a 50-year-old woman, I don't think that there's any difference there at all. I mean,
I would feel the same way. What the right. Do you hag?
Mike is going to have his own advice show next Thursday. We're going to bring Mike in. Oh my God. Mike, thank you, sir, for making my day complete.
Or something.
I love it. Mike, please call back next Thursday when we do this. You're amazing. Mike is brilliant. 803-0930. Mike is just attacking people. Mike's theory on all these problems, give me 5 minutes with you. I'm going to hit you with a wrench. He wants to do Marathon Man and remove teeth. Well, so, no, but again, my first reaction would be, let me talk to the guy, right? That'd be number one. And then the second thing with the roommate, that's the easiest one of the group. I mean, that's so easy to do because it's one thing you're fighting with your boyfriend, whatever, but that can't go into my life and my situation. And you moved out. I mean, at least pay rent.
Yeah, the person who sent the email, I think, is already in the wrong for letting this go on over the last few weeks anyway. Like, this should have been nipped in the butt the first day. Like, okay, you're here tonight.
Did you say nipped in the butt?
In the bud.
Oh, okay. I thought you said butt.
No.
I was like, that's not the right.
But that should have been on day one. Okay, I'll let you stay here tonight. But after this, don't bring that toxic energy into this apartment. I'm in a new relationship. Absolutely. I'm trying to impress this guy. I don't need your negativity over here.
Absolutely brilliant. Joe, absolutely brilliant. Tony, you don't want your nonsense in a brand. And by the way, that's going to screw up the new relationship.
100%.
Right? So now your boyfriend and you have a horrible start because you've got the friend living on the couch dealing with her stuff. And I'm sure she's really selfless if she's at your couch, probably occupying every conversation with her woes, right?
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to say, look, you know, this isn't the place. Take it somewhere else.
Hey, Jerry Tonawanda, you can wrap this up. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I would say with the older guy and the daughter, you have a friend or you know a friend that knows a friend that's, you know, a bodybuilder or whatever. Or not saying he's in the mafia or whatever, but whatever. You paid the guy a visit and no uncertain terms.
So Jerry automatically goes to the underworld to solve his problems.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Just say, you know what? That way the father doesn't get any blood on his hands because the daughter doesn't know anything. And then you say, you know what? You just politely let this girl go and I don't want to hear about it again or... You're going to kind of...
So Jerry is automatically going with his friend Giovanni, who's visiting from Brooklyn, and he will handle the situation. 90% of this, though, especially with younger people, I assume these are younger people because of they're really not having the conversations that are the confrontational, awkward conversations. You know what I mean?
They want you to tell them they don't have to have those conversations.
Right. Like, how do I do this without confronting Jerry? That's what they're asking in these letters is, I don't want to face this person. How do I change my life to make it work? Jerry, thank you for the call. Jerry had a little bit more violence on that, but I think he came from a place of heart because he said, I don't want to get the blood on my hands. I will hire someone to beat you to a pulp and make that happen. Jerry and Tonawanda, bless you, sir. I appreciate that. Great, great feedback from a wonderful audience. Appreciate you. We'll make this a Thursday thing. Therapy Thursday is what we'll call it. Great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, and we'll mix it up again. There's a little
he would ask. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.